As we continue on with what's going on inside agriculture, the recent tax reform package is going to hurt farm bill negotiations. That according to National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson. Well, he says President Trump's tax package will affect farmers in two ways.
Most farmers are probably going to be a little better off as personally on their farm. They're going to pay a little fewer in taxes than what they were before. On the other side of the ledger, though, and the reason that we were opposed to this is because this tax bill began with the premise that it was going to add $1.5 trillion to the debt and to the deficit.
Citing PAYGO, a budget rule requiring the tax cuts as well as increases in entitlement and other mandatory spending must be covered by tax increases or cuts in mandatory spending. As a probable source of contention, Johnson says there is a high probability that the farm bill will suffer.
I can hear the arguments made with the fist pounding the table saying, by God, we can't spend more money on a farm bill because look at the deficit. It's spiraling out of control. You know those arguments are going to be made. They've been made for many, many years. And conveniently, a whole bunch of people just sort of forgot about them while they passed this tax bill, but they will reemerge.
While he says that debate's going to spiral into an argument of where cuts in the farm bill will take place.
And I think there is a high likelihood that the farm bill is going to get caught up in that debate, that we're going to have to make cuts to the nutrition program because the deficit is too big. You start cutting nutrition program, there's going to be as many people in Congress saying, well, by God, if you cut there, you're going to have to chop crop insurance and you're going to have to cut conservation and you're going to have to cut ARC and PLC. I mean, you start down that road and there's no end to the folks that are going to say you need to cut, 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 cut.
Well, that's Johnson, and he believes passage of the tax bill makes it more difficult to get a farm bill passed on time. Well, he was at the American Farm Bureau convention the first part of the week, and I'll tell you what, American Farm Bureau, National Farmers Union, they're working well with each other to fight opioid addiction out there in rural areas. Well, delegates of the AFBF in Nashville this past week fine-tuned the organization's policy book for the year to include improvements in the farm bill. AFBF Policy Executive Director Dale Moore says AFBF members want changes to the cotton and dairy programs in the next farm bill.
Grassroots delegates from all over the country went through our policy book from the first policy to the last one. They gave us some direction. Here's a handful of things we need you to focus on. Let's get the farm bill done. We need some things to tighten up on making the cotton programs work better. Certainly some attention to the dairy programs. A lot of attention on the working lands conservation programs.
AFBF also seeks an improved agriculture risk coverage program to decrease risk management disparities across counties. Other policies include ending sunsets on trade agreements, labor issues, and ending the use of non-GMO labels on products that do not have GMO alternatives.
We talked about other issues related to the regulatory environment, kind of reeling back in how we make life better for our men and women across the country. And we feel like that what the delegates gave us is policy that says we expect you to work with Congress, expect you to work with the administration to make some progress on reducing that regulatory burden.
While Moore says the policy set by AFBF delegates makes a difference in Washington, D.C.
When we take that policy to Washington, the men and women who are elected to represent them from across the country, they know where that policy came from. It's not from Dale Moore sitting in Washington, D.C. It's directly from the boots in the dirt back in their home district.
Well, delegates also unanimously reelected AFBF President Zippy Duvall to a two-year term at the AFB convention in Nashville. Well, we're going to take a break here. Now, when we come back, Canada is more convinced that Trump's going to withdraw from NAFTA. Mexico to leave NAFTA if Trump starts a withdrawal process. Well, I'll tell you what, if the North America Free Trade Agreement goes by the wayside, I would say that we're going to have issues when it comes to trade in the United States. And I understand the president's trying to get good things for trade, but also, well, we're going to talk about it right after this.